This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley. Roseburg VA Medical Center Director Patrick Hull, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So you have been here since, was it April of last year?
April 9th, 2023.
So just over a year, how do you feel like this past year plus is gone?
Well, there's been some really positive things. There's been some ups and downs, and it's going really well. My first 12 months was really to understand the organization, get in there and figure out what were some of their gaps, what were some of their successes, and then how do I form a plan to help the organization become bigger and better.
And talk about what you'd done in the past before coming to the Roseburg VA.
I worked as an operating officer over at the it was the Grand Junction, Colorado VA healthcare system and VISN 19, that's the region. And before there, I was in central office managing and overseeing the activations office. That's a program that helps establish new facilities, outfit them, and then bring them to fruition.
So what kinds of things do you feel like you've learned since getting here?
Well, a couple things I think I've really right off the bat is I've come to learn there are just really a lot of wonderful people that work in Roseburg and the community. Community with the partners that I have at the UCC, the college, as well as the city and the county commissioners and the governor's office are here to support veterans. And they, whenever I ask, they're willing to jump in and help or try anything possible to bring about services or other types of collaboration to improve our healthcare system.
What was that first month like in terms of, I mean, it's a huge place. I don't remember how many acres there, but just, did you ever get lost?
Oh, absolutely. I just got lost just a couple months ago in primary care in Eugene. It was kind of funny. I laughed with the staff. I was down in the primary care areas, and I got in the different hallways and the signs, and I was like, I was lost in primary care. It was a little bit of a joke, but wayfinding is really important. But overall, I mean, it's easy to get into an organization and get lost in it. You got to find your way out, and that's why they train people like me and others to go in and understand what is the layout, what is the facility they need, how can you get help. So both not only just getting lost in the space, but that first month as I came here was the team helping me understand the organization and where we might have some gaps and how do we ask for support from our national area, but also our regional director, Dr. Boyd.
Do you feel like maybe one of your jobs is to be kind of an advocate sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my primary jobs, is to be an advocate for veterans and the staff to bring both resources, both physical and non-physical, capital or non-capital, to Roseburg healthcare system. So an advocate just getting our message out there about what our veterans have sacrificed and their families. So definitely a huge part of what I do.
What about the quality of the staff there? How do you evaluate that? What do you feel like you've got?
Well, there's a lot of different metrics on trying to evaluate the staff competencies, skill sets, and ability to carry out their duties. But overall, as I came in, we have different metrics of how is the organization running and how efficient it is or optimizing. And I use various different metrics. They're called KPIs, key performance indicators. And that all leads me to where do we need to improve the organization, or what are we doing wonderful in areas that are we consider best practices and how to share those. So both the positive and negative. So in that first 6 to 9 months, and now looking at 15 months into my tenure here, is that I've just come to understand the organization very well. I've had many deep dives into each department, finding out how can I help them to optimize their resources to bring about the right care, the right time, and the right place, and prepare for new and improvement things coming up in our future here in Roseburg healthcare system.
Is part of being a quality staff person at the VA not just what you know, but your attitude with the patients?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all as a part of it. It's skill set. So we want people, my philosophy with leadership is be nice, kind, and helpful. So being nice is cordial in meetings. Being kind is having active empathy that you actually go in and help people. Just don't sit there, but help them do their functions. And then being helpful sometimes is telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And that's a part of my philosophy. A part of my leadership style also in a philosophy is why do we do the things we do? We do it for our veterans. We do it for our fellow staff members, and we do it for our family members. And with those principles, that'll help us deliver better health care. It'll help us have an organization that people want to come here and work. They'll go home happy, and they won't worry about what's going on at work, but they'll go home and focus on their family so they can come back re-energized to pick up where they left off with their skill sets.
With hundreds of employees, you have openings, you're recruiting for different positions. Some of those are mainly going to be local folks. Some of those may be coming from most anywhere in the country. How do you recruit people here?
Well, there's multiple different ways. That was one of my strategic initiatives, was how do you sustain the operation? So I had to do a deep dive into the clinical side, administrative side, see where we're having our turnover and what were the reasons for it. And so recruiting people is through USA.jobs. We have a website that the government runs, and you can go on there and look for positions. But it's also, we hired a nurse recruiter and a physician recruiter. It's another mechanism for us to, a tool to use with individuals that focus heavily and primarily on recruiting nurses and also doctors. And then the word of mouth, of course. We have referral bonuses for our staff, that if they refer somebody that is kind, nice, and helpful and has those principles, then we give some referral bonuses, like almost I think most of the private sector does as well, to help recruit.
What about recruiting for doctors and other higher medical positions? How hard is that sometimes?
It can be extremely difficult. Being a very highly rural area and rural like Roseburg is, getting specialty care providers to come and move here can be very difficult, especially depending on where they are in their a career path and so forth. So that can be very difficult. But what I've come to learn in the last 15 months, it's how you approach it and to convince individuals what's the superpower of Roseburg. And it's the community and how we're expanding and helping our community be more welcoming and inviting and showing those positive things. My wife and I just love it here in Roseburg. We've found all of these wonderful different events to go to. I don't think I've run into one person that has just been evil or kind of yelling at me or something like that. At the grocery store or wherever you go, that just people want to help, and highlighting those. And then the wonders about our VA healthcare system. We have probably 1,200 employees, and each one of those bring skill sets and positivity to our organization, is highlighting that as well. So those are aspects that I focus on, trying to keep people positive and look to the future, trying to find positive in anything we do, but really advocating for the staff to recruit others and bring them in from outside our organization and showing the positive. Our public affairs office is doing venues or little videos to highlight different departments, talk about what we do well and where we're going in the future, talk about all the exciting things that we do internally to support our staff.
Is the lack of housing an issue sometimes?
Absolutely. I think in my first 12 months, we've offered jobs, they've accepted jobs, and then had to turn them down because they could not find affordable housing. And that's at all levels of our organization. The toughest ones are when we have a single parent with two children, and they're working their way up in the government system and different promotions, and they can't move here because they can't find housing to be supportable or to be able to afford, I should say. And that's really challenging. Those are truly, truly difficult challenges because you just can't build stuff overnight. It takes a little while to plan for that.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Roseburg VA Medical Center Director Patrick Hull. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow's program on Inside Douglas County, Honorable Judge Robert Johnson. We'll talk about drug court graduation. That is happening tomorrow, 5:15 at the fairgrounds. Judge Johnson's talked about the program before. We'll go in depth about it. And if you're not familiar with it, find out more about what's going on with that drug court program and what he feels it contributes to the area and those that it works with. Roseburg VA Medical Center Director Patrick Hull in here with us this afternoon. What are some of the improvements you feel like you've made in the last 15 months?
The 15 months, I would say, looking back, you got to think about the first 6 to 9 months was really understanding the organization and to help with that path. I would say stabilization. Certain areas needed more stabilization, both the staffing as well as expectations. So we've got us all on the same page and where we want to go in the future. So that was a key thing. Also just helping a support staff, knowing that, hey, you will come into Roseburg Healthcare System. We're a high reliability organization, and there's principles around that of, you know, looking at systems, not just people. So what is the problem with the system versus blaming an individual? So really focusing heavily on that. Let's look at the system and try to help. Part of my focus heavily into is just helping people build trust with me and our leadership, our executive leadership, that we want to help. We're not about, you know, just going in and trying to find a way of blaming people. That's totally opposite of our high reliability organization principles. So I think that's one thing I think I've really focused heavily on, establishing a strategic plan. So we have 17 different initiatives that we have on the books to bring about expanded or new services within our Roseburg healthcare system, and then we'll be reviewing those again. I think another key thing is filling key vacancies. We have filled our chief operating officer role that became vacant, our quality safety manager, or QSV, which is quality, safety, and value, which is a key part of an organization to be able to review and understand what's going on with the organization. We also have some of our associate chief of staff positions that we've filled. Those are key positions to lead the organization. We have our mental health, associate chief of staff of mental health that was been filled in the last couple months, been on the grounds, really working hard to help me take the Roseburg healthcare system into the next year.
What do you feel like the biggest challenges have been?
Well, it can be very exhausting at times, and I won't kid with you. I said I would never lie to anybody, and I would not be pernicious, and I'd be open, honest, and transparent. And I think those, you know, just getting the energy to keep going. So I find that I can get that energy from the people around me. And I look at our veteran service officers that support us in guiding where we need to go in the future. I think of the UCC president, Rachel, her energy and her team. I think of the county commissioners, Tim, and our other county commissioners that work with the Roseburg healthcare system, and the city itself. That gives me the energy to come in and just really dive in and try to improve the organization. And then I look at the staff itself. Every day I walk in, I think of all those wonderful people that are trying to serve veterans and trying to help each other, and it just gives me that desire and energy to go in. And it also helps doing laps in the morning. I do laps in the morning in the pool. Gives me a lot of energy to keep going, so, and hopefully get me healthier, I guess.
Talk about the Oregon Veterans Home potential. We've been talking with a lot of lawmakers about this for a decade and a half. It seems to be very close. And explain maybe your role in the project.
Well, as the VA facility has an acreage, I think it's between 12 and 15 acres, that is being considered to be transferred over to the state, and there's a process of going through there. So my role is to help facilitate some of that. I'm not the person, the point of contact that actually does that transfer. There's a whole office in D.C. that does it, and just being supportive of the VA system to bring about the transfer of land and help support the state in any way I possibly can do within the role of my being a medical center director. Communication, you know, that part of communicating what's going on, the best of my knowledge, and trying to follow up with questions that people might have. Dr. Daniels, who's the director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, has just been outstanding. I've been working with her, and we collaborate very well. And she's very supportive of the Roseburg healthcare system, and she's very detailed and organized, and she is a super kind person, and she really wants to help veterans in our area and help meet that need.
One of the things I hear from veterans about quite often is their desire to see more services restored to the VA that have been shed over time. How possible do you think this is?
Well, I think it's the right care at the right time, the right place. Asking that question and saying, hey, what can it be restored? I said I would never be untruthful to anybody, and I wouldn't be pernicious, and I'd be upfront and honest. Inpatient services in our med-surg area, those were reduced. Unless there's a tremendous amount of veterans that move to Roseburg healthcare system, that's a very challenging ward to bring back, because we want to make sure it's safe care and appropriate care. And we look at that. Our veteran service officers have met with me, and we've walked through the process of doing those evaluations, what would bring back services. We call it the clinical restructuring directive that we utilize. I've walked them through that. They've are participating in our strategic planning events and helping guide and support us. And I'm just absolutely thrilled to be working with them. The group of individuals that are in our veteran service organization, the Mr. Littles and Bill Duncan and Nikki, you're going to help me with a few other names here.
I am. Yeah. Rick Scapiti, Bill Mixon, Carol Hunt,
yes.
Yeah, yes. We meet with them every month.
Yeah, just a wonderful group of people. And that's what makes it me proud to be in Roseburg healthcare system. I think of our union, Carol and her other members that we have on our union, they're good people working to help support veterans healthcare system. And that makes you want to get up in the morning and makes you smile too. So thanks to all of our veteran service officers for really helping promote healthcare system.
About a minute left on the program. What are your current priorities?
Well, the next is stability, sustaining operations. So we've developed a provider orientation program, and that's to help new providers coming into our system, nurse practitioners, other licensed practitioners, PAs and MDs and DOs, transition into our healthcare system and feel like they're supported. So we had some providers leaving because they didn't feel like they really were oriented into the system very well, and part of that feedback, and also individuals looking at how can we make healthcare better by educating and helping our new employees understand the system. And that's been going really well, so that's making sure that's happening. Also, making sure we're filling our key vacancies in our primary care. We had a tremendous vacancy rate in primary care, and we've reduced that quite a bit. And my goal is to be at a 0% vacancy rate in primary care. So that means, because that's our feeder to the whole organization. And then from there, moving into specialty care, because once you have primary care working and humming and seeing patients and bringing them in from...
You know what? We actually ran out of time.
Oh.
Patrick Hull, director of the Roseburg VA Medical Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.